I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education writer for the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine with the Santa Fe New Mexican. And he's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Am I responsible for all that static?
Our audience isn't hearing it.
Oh, they're not?
No.
In that case, are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. Because I only have eyes for you, Mary Charlotte. Hey, girl, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We took a week off.
That's right.
But we're here today.
We took a week off because we had technical problems last week, not because we were not ready.
Oh, okay.
We were oh so ready.
But you called me up to tell me not to show up.
That's because we had technical problems.
I tuned in the next morning.
The transmitter.
You were on with another man.
I was not.
Well, that's not what I heard.
That was static.
Yeah, he sounded like a guy with muscles, so I didn't come over to start anything.
So, what's more to the point happening this weekend and this coming week?
There's a lot of things happening. I'm glad you asked. There's a play about gay marriage, a lecture about a guy that photographs secret military institutions. There's Miss Tess and the Bonton Parade performing, and there's also a FACT, Fine Arts for Children and Teens, 20th Anniversary Alumni Exhibit tonight.
Yay.
5:30 in the Warehouse 21 Flying Cow Gallery. It is free. There's going to be music by La Junta. 8:30. The show is going to stay up through April 5th. Head on over there and celebrate FACT. It's a terrific 20-year anniversary. I wrote a story about them this week in the paper. And they are, they're just terrific nonprofit, and they've been helping teens and young people use art to move their lives forward and in some cases maybe even stay alive. 8:30 tonight is La Junta, 5:30 is the show, Warehouse 21, free.
And John Arterton and James Mack, they're doing something called Just Married the Musical. Do you know about that?
Yes, go ahead, though, since you're talking about it. We have a story in by Rob DeWalt, really nice piece on it.
Oh, nice. It's this weekend at the Unitarian Church. Do you know the... I don't have the times in front of me.
So I know the times. Why, I can tell you everything. 7:30, Saturday and Sunday, March 20th and 21st at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe, 107 West Barcelona, Rome. You got to pay to get in. Call Jane at 577-8018 or Mason at 577-0150 or pick up the Pasatiempo, turn to page 16. And see Rob DeWalt's very nice, economically written piece about the show.
Excellent.
We have a new, I hope he sticks around, theater and dance reviewer, Michael Wade Simpson. I think he's smart. He's really good. He's the guy reviewing now, not me. Yay. He's got a couple of reviews in today's paper of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, which played at the Lensic last week, and of The Art and Players, The Laugh of the Irish, which were the three Irish plays that were Teatro Paraguas.
This is the last weekend,
that's right?
That's right.
They run through this weekend, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday.
I saw one of the three, and it was fabulous.
Which one of the three?
It was the last one. It was called The Matchmaker.
Okay. Well, he disagrees with you on that, but
kidding me? I thought it was really good.
Okay.
I saw it in rehearsal. Okay. This Sunday... oh, and by the way, for that, the three Irish comedies, there's going to be a party afterwards on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
With Irish music and all kinds of good things.
Because we just passed on St. Paddy's Day, which means I didn't get to sing Danny Boy last week because we didn't have a show.
Oh, well, it's never too late to sing Danny Boy. But first, a conversation with Ralph Metzner and Peggy Hitchcock, by George Greer, the medical director of the Hefter Research Institute. Ralph Metzner I had on the air the other day talking about his new book, Birth of a Psychedelic Culture, and that is a conversation between him and Ram Dass and Gary Bravo talking about what was happening in the 1960s. They worked with Timothy Leary in all those early psychedelic
LSD
drug experiments.
Guys.
Yeah, in Harvard and then at Millbrook.
Right.
And, you know, giving psychedelic drugs to prisoners.
Talking about how
stuff.
People who are afraid of LSD have never tried it.
Well, there's a quote from Timothy Leary that went something like, LSD is a drug that induces fear in those who haven't tried it.
Right. And what's your feeling about that, having tried it yourself?
What?
I'm asking you, having tried it yourself, yes?
Well, I did go to college. Yes. I did try it in college. I hope I can say that on the radio. And it was a wonderful experience.
Uh-huh. How do I know you're not on it now when you deal with me? Do I ever look psychedelic to you or rainbow colored?
You always do. It's affected me for life.
Really?
No.
It's like that Leslie Gore song, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows. Makes me want to try some LSD with Mary Charlotte tomorrow.
What about you? What do you think about LSD?
Well, I always thought it was, lust syndrome development, and I always kind of liked that. But I never tried LSD. I never tried any hard drugs in my life. I don't want to.
Is that a hard drug?
I think being alive is a drug. But I like meeting people who've tried it, and I like hearing their stories, particularly when they try it again and they disrobe as they're doing it.
Well, the thing is, a lot of these drugs, they were all legal when these guys were doing their experiments.
That's
and then
right.
They became illegal. And it is an interesting conversation of what the actual harm is. But that's something that you can have. If you go to Collected Works Bookstore on Sunday at 3 o'clock, and it'll be from 3 to 5, and it should be a very interesting conversation. And the book was published by Synergetic Press, which is a local press here.
And Cary Grant tried LSD in the late 50s because he was very tense, and it opened up his mind.
Really?
Yes, and everybody likes Cary Grant. He was like the king of cool, aside from Robert Mitchum.
I think it's sort of silly for people to pretend that it's a horrible, scary thing that they've never tried when they have. It was such a huge part of the culture, and probably 50% of our listeners over the age of 35 or probably less than that have tried it.
Let's do a quick email survey. Send out a...
Yeah, send an email right now to radiocafe@ksfr.org. All results confidential.
Right. The Sunshine Boys.
Yes, this is the last weekend of that, too.
Armory for the Arts Theater, 7:30 tonight. I'm going to go see it. Got to pay to get in, 984-1370. Paul Walski and Jonathan Richards as the Sunshine Boys, a pair of former vaudevillians trying to reunite to do a TV special in the 1970s. Crazy Heart, an imperfect movie with a very good performance by Oscar winner Jeff Bridges, still running at DeVargas. I also saw The Ghost Rider, which is a solid but not great Roman Polanski thriller. It's very old-fashioned in many ways. I would recommend it nonetheless. My review is in Passatempo. Take a look. That's also at DeVargas. And other movies like The White Ribbon, Old Partner, and even A Single Man are still running at CCA.
How was Old Partner? It looked so good, but I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen Old Partner. A White Ribbon and A Single Man I can recommend. Harlan in the Shadow of Ju Seuss, story of Nazi filmmaker, is running at the screen. I did not see it, but Jonathan Richards is giving it a very good review. And The Green Zone, an Iraqi war thriller, reviewed by Bob Benziker, playing at Regal Stadium 14. Also, movie-wise, I have a big picture column. It's just got a bunch of little this's and that's, including the fact that Miss Ally McGraw, whose birthday is coming up April 1st,
yay,
is being honored by the New Mexico Women in Film at 8:30 Sunday, March 21st, and as part of a program including 10 short movies played by women filmmakers. It's going to be at the New Mexico Film Museum, 418 Montezuma Street. You got to pay to get in. I'll give you a phone number, 310-266-4128. Take a look at my big picture column. And while I'm on the topic, the National Association of Latino Independent Producers is looking for participants for their upcoming Latino Writers Labs. There's two of them, one in Santa Fe in May and another one in September in Santa Monica. You are expected to take both. They're not that expensive, in my view, although I guess you have to pay for travel. Best thing to do is contact the National Association of Latino Independent Producers or look at my big picture column, page 32. There's a phone number.
One more thing at Collected Works Bookstore. Rabbi Min Kantrowitz is going to be doing an event on Thursday of next week at 6 in the evening on a book called Counting the Omer, a Kabbalistic Meditation Guide. So it's all about the Kabbalah and the values of the Kabbalah and so on.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say Homer?
Omer.
Isn't that the guy from the Greek Odyssey that traveled around the world?
There's no H.
Well, it might be silent because he's from this part of town.
Just saying. So that's it. Collected Works Bookstore.
Oh, Omar Khalif.
And Collected Works Bookstore is on the web at collectedworksbookstore.com.
Very fascinating photo on the cover of Passatempo today. It gives me the willies, as they used to say in those old haunted house movies. Dominic Rouse, or Rouse, R-O-U-S-E. Dreamlike work. Part of a three-person show at Verve Gallery opening tonight. Verve does some great photo exhibitions. Terrific story in today's Passatempo. Take a look and see by Bob Benziker. Just great stuff if you like that kind of thing. Figure it out for yourself.
And There's an event by the Mosaic Dance Company, Invaders
right.
of the Heart, with special guest Arish Lam from Puerto Rico, Giacomo Zafferano, and Alaric Baribera. And that's Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the James A. Little Theater. And they are a terrific Middle Eastern kind of fusion dance company. They expand. They're quite expansive and wonderful in the way that they do their dance.
Well, that's how it should be when you're dancing. The Interweave Beat Fest takes place at 10 o'clock Saturday, the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. You can get a one-day pass for a certain amount of money and a two-day pass for just a little bit more money.
I love the Beat Festival.
I was about to ask you about it. Check out beatfest.com, but have you been there, and why do you go?
I actually used to do quite a bit of beading. I've made a bunch of necklaces and other kinds of jewelry out of beads, and at the Beat Fest, they always have weird, strange, I mean, you're run-of-the-mill stuff, but also some really beautiful, unusual stuff.
So if you're a bead fanatic, you should go, is what you're saying. 10 to 6 Saturday, and I guess Sunday as well. So there's also a phone number, 502-243-6834, but basically 10 to 6 Saturday, Sunday at the Convention Center on Marcy Street, which has a mess of a dance floor, by the way. The dance floor is just a mess. They didn't put it in right. But that has nothing to do with the Beat Fest. What do you know about Canticum Novum?
You tell me.
Well, they're a chamber music orchestra and chorus, and they're going to do some Latin American tunes of the Baroque era, as well as some music by Bach and Mozart, and a free lecture by musicologist Craig Russell. All this and more at 3 o'clock, that's the lecture, followed by the concert at 4 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church of Santa Fe on Grant Avenue. Got to pay to get in, 988-1234, or ticketssantafe.org. Emily Van Cleef still has an exhibit running at the Tybee Davis Satin Gallery in the Santa Fe Public Library. I guess the reception's tonight at 4:30. Runs through March. Check it out. Jenny Cooley Gallery, she's a very nice lady, 826 Canyon Road, has, I love this, Hot Monkey Love, a group show, reception 5 to 7, because she likes those sock monkeys. You know, like the sock monkeys that we had as kids and we made
yes.
them talk?
Hot Monkey Love, huh?
Well, yeah, because you can love your... Like
your
when I was a kid...
You can love your hot monkey.
I wanted a monkey, and my mother gave me, like, Zip, the monkey from JCPenney's. He had a yellow shirt that said Zip, and he had red suspenders and a little beanie cap, and he smiled all the time. And that wasn't the same as a real monkey, even though she tried to pretend it was by making it talk. Now I wish I had that Zip.
I wish you did, too.
You go. Okay, let's get moving along here.
Hey, did we talk about Mythic Journeys? That is a film that's playing at the CCA.
We did not. It did play at the film festival, but I didn't see it. Did you?
I screened it. I didn't end up doing an interview, but for people who are into this whole question of myth, it has people like Deepak Chopra and Tim Curry and narration by Mark Hamill and very much about kind of mythic archetypes.
Oh.
I wasn't that crazy about it, but that's just totally subjective.
No, I understand.
It's won so many awards. Everybody loves it. I don't
right.
know. Right.
If you like that
me,
sort of thing, you're going to like it. And if you yeah. don't like that sort of thing, you should stay home and watch the Three Stooges DVD.
You should watch Team America World Police.
What's that?
It's a Trey Parker and Matt Stone movie.
Oh.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
I've seen it 20 times.
That's not like the police videos we watch on TV at night when we're bored and they chase real criminals.
It's an animated movie, but the animated characters are marionettes, and it's a kind of
special
forces
type. Oh, wait a minute. I know that. Oh, yes, that movie.
It's a great movie.
Okay. We should watch that.
It's a little bit twisted. Don't show it to your kids.
I don't have kids.
I'm just saying.
So I can watch it by
myself.
I was
talking to our listeners, Robert. It's not just about you.
Sometimes I don't know when you're speaking with me, and sometimes I don't know when you're speaking to our listeners. The communication gap goes both ways.
You can show it to your dogs.
I love my dogs.
I know.
Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, 108 Cathedral Place, 983-8900, has the Sovereign Image group show of photos. They also have SPLASH, which is an Institute of American Indian Arts 2010 BFA students exhibit. They are closing their main galleries through July, but those two shows are running. Head on over there. And don't forget about your museums. As spring hits here on Sundays, you can get into many of them free if you are a New Mexico resident. Many, but not all. That includes the New Mexico History Museum, which I love, the Palace of the Governors, the New Mexico Museum of Art, which has, among other things, the Art of New Mexico, How the West is Won, and New Arrivals. They also have a show on Georgia O'Keeffe's legacy in New Mexico. Site Santa Fe still has one-on-one, a group show of videos, installations, drawings, paintings, computer dialogues through early May. They're over at 1606 Paseo de Peralta. And there's just a bunch of museum-related events that you should seriously consider taking in, especially if it rains this weekend.
Yeah.
What are they saying, rain or snow?
I think they're not really sure which, or what? Some of both.
What time is it?
8:53.
Good.
You've got 5 minutes left.
It's good to do the time and the weather once in a while.
That's true.
Because I get burned up when you're driving along in your car and you have a commercial station on. And they're like, and now here's Jim Smith with the traffic.
Well, you know, most cars now have clocks in them. Mine does.
I know, but I drive an old 1995 Jeep. The top is caving in. The AM FM radio is not playing well. But when it's on, I want to know what time it is.
I drive a 1985 Toyota and it has a clock.
I mean, people think I come on here and give you grief. I don't have a chance.
It's not grief. It's sadness.
Sadness? With me?
Just kidding.
Listen to you laugh, girl. You look forward to Friday mornings.
I do.
Makes you look smart. Now you
for a change.
Yeah, you just had Aaron Leventman on about his play, right?
Yeah. There's two readings, his play and that of
Philip Retzky,
his partner.
4:30 Sunday at the Wild Oats Community Room behind the market.
That sounds good. I was thinking you could check out Ralph Metzner and then run over to that.
You could. It's free. It's at 4:30 again, Wild Oats Community Room. Check it out on Sunday. The Institute for Spanish Arts, Dance, and Guitar students are teaming up for Celebrating Our Youth with Flamenco at the Scottish Rite Center at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Got to pay to get in, 470-7828. Tuesday and Wednesday, 6 o'clock at night, Scottish Rite Center, absolutely free, student-produced operas by elementary school students. I'm going to have a story in the Daily Paper about that on Tuesday.
Excellent. Opera season's coming up.
Opera season's like 4 months away.
I know, but in my mind, it's coming up because I'm getting ready to do the series with Desiree Mays.
What shows are they doing this year? Anything good?
Yeah, they're all good. A Mozart opera, a new opera. I don't know. I don't have the schedule in my head, but I can find out.
I see. Sunday night, Corazon, Limelight Karaoke, 8 o'clock, no cover. That's on Sunday. You could also catch out Savor doing Cuban music at La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda at 7.
Yay.
You could head over to Pranzo for David Geist on piano, a small cover charge, 6 o'clock.
The Tales of Hoffman, Madame Butterfly, Life is a Dream, The Magic Flute, and Albert Herring. Those are the operas coming up.
Life
and I knew that, I just forgot. Tales of Hoffman is fantastic.
Yeah, is that like Bunny Tales?
Yes, it's about Peter Cottontail.
I had a strange dream last night, can I tell you about it?
Uh-huh.
I was going by a little outdoor pool, and there was a little bunny on a little boat in the middle of the pool, tied to the side of the pool, but he couldn't get in. And so I started to reel him in, and he was getting nervous. And I was wondering why he was nervous. And on my right, all of a sudden, was a little black cat waiting for him to be towed in. And it was thankfully, the bunny ran away.
Was it a nightmare?
It was a strange dream, but I wouldn't call it a nightmare.
And then I had a nightmare.
Going to somebody's house, and they were going to take a bath, and that part got interesting. You had a nightmare about what?
It was weird. I woke up all scared and my dogs were there.
You don't remember the nightmare?
I do, but I'm not going to tell it.
Because it's embarrassing?
No, just because.
Okay. You don't have to. Nightmares are not fun to recount. The Banff Mountain Film Festival playing at the Lensic Tuesday, 7 o'clock, 988-1234. Lannan readings, did you talk about them?
No, go ahead.
I don't know much about Arundhati Roy, but he's with Avi Lewis, 7 o'clock.
She.
Well, even better. 7 o'clock Wednesday. Pay to get in. Lannan. What do you know about her?
Arundhati Roy. She's fantastic.
Oh, wait a minute. Now the name is ringing a bell.
She's from India. She's a great activist and fiction writer.
Okay, now I know. Thank you. Sorry. Sometimes when I walk in here unprepared, sort of tired, and people wonder what's going on.
No, that's a must-go event.
I'm glad I mentioned it.
Yep.
Can we mention the Gateway Brass, since it's the ensemble of the United States Air Force Band of the West, and I'm an Air Force veteran.
Yep.
7 o'clock Thursday night, Bryan Font Theater, Capitol High, no charge. 7 o'clock Thursday, Air Force Band of the West. These guys are good. Sorry about that. Meanwhile, at El Rancho de los Golondrinas, they're going to have a lecture. Manifest Destinies, the Making of the Mexican-American Race. What race is that? What did they do, like jump on their camels and go across the border?
That is a book by a writer whose name is, Laura
Gomez.
Gomez, thank you.
7 o'clock, but it's not at Rancho de los Golondrinas. 7 o'clock Thursday at Santuario de Guadalupe, because Rancho is closed until April.
Oh, okay.
So head on over there. There's no charge. It sounds like a really interesting event. And that same night, the same day at 2 o'clock, the musical Just in Crime is on. I know nothing about it.
All right.
But it's at St. John's Methodist Church on Old Pecos Trail. Got to pay to get in. 2 o'clock on Thursday. That was a fun show. I thank you for having me.
So, Danny Boy?
Oh, Danny Boy, we're already past St. Patty's Day. But I love the song and I sing it every night. When you're along, I'm glad that I'm in Santa Fe. Because Mary Charlotte, as far as I'm concerned, you're all right. And I will wait outside your window every night and sing a song that shows you how I love. Oh, Mary Charlotte, I think you are just wonderful. And you're the only one that I am thinking of.
Aww.
I made it rhyme.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. You did make it rhyme. You rhymed St. Patty's Day with Santa Fe. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Let's see. We're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org.
I love watching you stream live.
Podcasting at Santa Fe Radio, SantaFeRadioCafe.org. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Marilyn LeBlanc, wonderful engineer.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As always. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and then Jazz a la Carta.
Don Ricardo Perez.
Don Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona.
Sí, a mí me gusta este programa.
Yeah, a mí también. Tú me gustas también.
Oh, sí, por supuesto. Como a mí me gusta hacer amor con... We better get off the air here, quick.
Hasta la vista, Robert.
See you around, lady.
Ciao.